Unlimited X-Men is taking shape. We have Dazzler's event coming up and the Phantom X event campaign is a go. We'll cover this and more in the UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 74 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a mobile hero collector available wherever you play mobile games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4PlayUK. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell your Alliance mates about us if you enjoy this podcast, and a massive thank you to you for your support. We are looking for pod sponsors, so if you are interested, send us an email to 4pgamingteam@gmail.com. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kitman and resident expert on all things Marvel, Diggs.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hey, Tim, man, you're right.
Yeah, mate, I'm good. You're right?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all good. Adam can't make it this week. He's eating a Solera on the beach. Right, first and foremost, did you get any good pulls this week? Any upgrades, Red Stars? And what have you been working on team-wise, mate?
Eating a Solera, you animal.
Yes.
yeah, I know. Yeah, this is a pasty white legs out.
That's it, Marvel Solero Force.
Now that's a game I want to play. What have I been working on? I have been working on loads of people this week. You would have been crying every day if you'd have watched me spending money in this game and resources.
Oh, really? That bad?
Yeah, I've been hammering through them daily, mate. I've been exceeding the 4 mil milestones daily, like every day this week. I've gone from 50 mil, I'm on about 19 mil now.
Oof.
Animal behaviour. And I've been leveling up Granny Agatha. She's up to get to 14 or something like that. She's about 80 odd K.
Okay.
I have leveled up some more of the A4 characters. So Nico and I think I might have leveled up Jessica Jones a bit more because she was a bit low for her stars. I've also been leveling up. Who's the other team that we're working on that isn't Darkhold or A-Force? The other one. I can't think who it is. A-Force, Darkhold, and...
Young Avengers?
Young Avengers, yes. Yeah. I've levelled up a few more of the Young Avengers, just sort of all of them a little bit more.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all I've been working on. In terms of pulls, I have pulled someone in the last couple of days. And when I did it, I thought, oh, I remember that for the pod, and then instantly forgot it.
It's always the way, isn't it?
It was, yeah. I don't even know if you would have seen it, because I think it was, I woke up mega early one day. I woke up like 4:30 in the morning one day, and I was just, oh, I'll drop a Strike Force. I think it was like stupid o'clock when I pulled it. And it was a 6-star. I can't remember. I don't think it was anyone mega good, but I've also pulled a fair few shards on Deathpool, which now allowed me to take her to 6 yellow and already had 6 red, so she's now 6 red star as well. She's gone up to like 180 odd K now. So.
Oh, okay, mate. So... Looking pretty healthy then.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's been a busy week for me in Marvel Strike Force. So the old friend of the show, Wardy's been taking the mic at me for a while. At my TCP was under 10 mil, and now it's 10.8. So,
God, you have been busy.
Yeah.
no messing around.
Yeah, mate.
That's cool, man. Okay. So for me, so far, so Dazzler's available in the game for purchase. That happened on Friday. She's also been available in the Red Stars. We talked about this earlier. Like, we've both been pumping Red Stars trying to get her. You've got her at 2, was it? 2?
2, yeah.
2, yeah. I've gone through probably 20 basics and a couple of 4 elites and 5s, and literally I haven't seen her yet. Like, she hasn't appeared once. So that's it, man. Yeah. So Dazzler can get in the bin. I think I'm just gonna skip her until until her event. Hopefully there's Red Stars for her there or something, but yeah, it's gross. I mean, the only positive was that I pulled a 6 red on OG Captain Falcon. So, well, it's not Captain Falcon, is it? It's just regular OG boring Falcon. So yeah, that sucks. But hopefully he gets put into the new tech raid team, and I'll be a happy chappy again, but probably not. Right, okay, so community roundup, just really quickly. We had some pretty good comments this week, and I will just pull them up. Okay, so we were talking about people commenting on last week's video. We had Manu 40, he commented, I was going on about Gambit's gloves and all of that. So yeah, Manny put Gambit's gloves equals better grip on card, lock picks, and then ... non-PG reason. So thanks, Manny. That's it. Yeah. And a few people, we've been putting out some ISO 8 recommendations. Adam has. And a few people have said that that Nico looks like Nicki Minaj. And they said that. I can't unsee it, which is pretty funny.
Nico Minaj.
Yeah. So happy days. And like I say, guys, thanks a lot for getting involved and commenting. We do appreciate it. I'll try and be a little bit better prepared for next week's. Right. Okay. So Phantom X's event went live. Who did you use for it?
I used Hela, Dagger. It was the people we talked about last week. Let me pull it up. What was the was it Debonair or something? Was
that That's right, Debonair. Yeah.
Sharon Carter, Dagger, Phyla Vale, Doctor Strange, Heartless, and Hela.
Nice. That's pretty much the same as me. Apart from Dagger, I didn't use her. So mine's not very high up.
Did you use Sinister instead?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I was happy with that team. Although, to be honest, I think I said it last week as well. Any team I can put Doctor Strange Heartless in, I'm happy with at the moment. I love him. He's so good.
Yeah. You're a big fan, aren't you?
I am. That Darkhold team is the one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I agree, mate. And your Darkhold, you were saying earlier, weren't you? It's getting bigger and bigger. So that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to reclimb the ranks in Arena now as well. Because I've been using the Darkhold. Yeah, I'd slip down to about 160 or something on average. And now I'm back up to like 110.
Yeah, okay.
Slowly climbing.
Nice. I hit a point where with my Darkhold team where I was like, I was just running out of Mystic gear for Scarlet Witch. And I was just like, you know what, screw this, I'm just gonna throw Doom in. And I've actually been staying consistent in, like, you know, in and around sort of the top 20. So it's nice. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so maybe try throwing Doom in replacement for her. I mean, a lot of people are using, instead of Scarlet Witch, are using, if they have her have him, they're using Dormammu. But I mean, we're miles away from that, so
yeah. If only I had Dormammu. The only thing is, yeah, what is Scarlet Witch is the healer, I suppose, so it wouldn't be too much of a loss, I suppose.
No, I mean, Agatha still has that sustain. If you don't use her ultimate turn one, use it normally. You're coming up against Darkhold anyway, and normally that's enough sustain, and normally that's enough for enough time for Doom to time platform and bring everyone up anyway. So, yeah, good fun, mate. Right. Okay. So let's move on. So we've had compensation for a number of issues this week. There've been a lot of bugs and a lot of problems in regards to like the new event and stuff like that. Now there was supposed to be a calendar for the Nico event. Now I think all of Europe has got this issue. So if you go into like your into your daily rewards, the Sister Grimm, I don't think that calendar's working correctly, or it hasn't worked correctly. No,
it's sat on like the fourth or fifth day or something, isn't it? And it doesn't move forward.
Yeah. So I think that's supposed to get resolved at some point. Hopefully it does. Hopefully enough people in the European space have been complaining about it. But that's an issue. There's been a load of other issues. We have had some compensation. I'm all about the transparency, mate. You know, I mean, my favorite character should be Invisible Woman, but like, I think they're going to have to start saying what the compensation's for, because at the moment they're just throwing us like random ISO credits and stuff, and I'm like, what's this for? What's the mistake? You know what I mean?
Yes, another issue. Have some currency.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, I just it'd be nice to see what's going on. And like I say, I think the Europe the Nico event is busted. So yeah. Yeah. All right. So Cosmic Crucible, how are you getting on with that?
Yeah, good. Yeah. So the one that's live at the minute, we're just about to finish round two, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I've won my first one. I'm definitely going to win my second one. So then I'll go in, going into the third one, 2-0 up.
Nice. Okay.
Take that. I'll do.
Happy day. Nice one. So after last week I finished 3-0 and won the whole thing, which is great. This week, I've done two. The second one, like, somehow I just bottled a load of attacks, and the guy's definitely going to beat me. So I've conceded to them, so it's 1-1 now going into the third. So,
nice.
Yeah.
But I think my for the next run, I might swap out one of my defence teams.
Okay.
I don't know which one yet. Yeah, I'm not sure, but maybe Marauders because they're a little bit weak, and I might throw in A-Force with Doom.
Okay.
Because I think that'll be tricky to get through for people if they say 205k Doom or whatever it is. That's going to be a cause for pause, I would have thought.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've got like Doom Soup in one of my defences. So I'll just have a look. I put him right at the end. Yeah, and it's pretty much A-Force without the two new characters. So Nico Minaj, and it's Doom. It's Doom, Punisher. I don't know why Punisher's in there. Exactly. Why not? So Doom, Jessica Jones, Captain Marvel, Punisher, and Doc Ock. Just for the lols.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know the swap. I think it might be Marauders because that's one of the weaker teams in there because the team's not full.
Okay.
It's got, I've got like 140k Emma, 130k Sinister, 109k Strife, and then it's 47k Sabretooth and 23k Mystique.
Right.
So they're just rolling through Mystique and Sabretooth immediately. So I might take out those guys, like I say, throw in the A-Force team and try that.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, especially if you've got them built, mate. You might as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, Nico and Spider-Woman are only like floating around the 50-odd K mark.
Nico Minaj.
But Doom's 204K. Jessica Jones is just over 100K. Captain Marvel's 150K. So,
oh, mate. Yeah, rude not to.
Yeah, I might try that and see how they fare. It's just that Doom. Because although there's a couple of... But I think they'll probably have to put in a full good team, even though there's two weak characters to pass that, just purely because of Doom.
Yeah.
And if they don't get rid of Captain Marvel for time platforms, Doom having three turns and Captain Marvel having three turns in a row, that's going to do some hefty damage.
Absolutely.
Might give that a try, see how we go.
Yeah, man, why not? Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can do that after. You can do it now, actually, can't you? You can set that team. Yeah,
just done it.
Wicked. Okay, yeah. Well, keep us posted, mate. Let us know how it goes. Well, okay. Like I said, I haven't had a whole lot to report this week. We've both been pretty busy. So, yeah. One thing I have noticed, whenever I open an Ultimus Orb, I'm getting an Anomaly Detective when it pays out. Have you had that as well? Or
No.
When the orb drops in the middle?
Yeah, no, I'm not getting that. What I am getting, or not getting, is it doesn't show me when I've got an orb in Ultimus anymore. You know, it has like the counters at the top.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't show the Ultimus counter anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I noticed it the other day because I was like, I must surely have an Ultimus Orb by now. I've been like... feeding him loads when he had three orbs.
Really?
Yeah, the counter wasn't there.
Hmm.
Weird.
That is weird. I wonder what that's about. Well, yeah. Hopefully you find out what the issues are with that. I mean, maybe just because, I mean, there's so many tabs up there now, isn't there? Maybe it's just getting lost in the shuffle and you're not getting like the notification blob like you used to.
Maybe, yeah. But I mean, I don't hoard stuff as much as you like. Mine now, the only two that have got notifications on are the red stars on 6 and then the ISOs on 174. The rest are all clear.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. That solves that one then. I don't know. Okay, mate. Well, let's have a look at this week's blog post then, see what's going on in the world of Marvel Strike Force. So, Rolling Rebel. So, like I say, Dazzler went live this week in the game. So I'm sure if you've purchased it, I'm sure you're having a lovely time. So let's get into it. So greetings, Commanders, Rolling Rebel. So grab your bell bottoms and catch Dazzler Fever starting on June 1st with the next month of long milestone event, Rolling Rebel. Just like with A-Force of Nature, Rolling Rebel will consist of 3 milestone events, 4 quick rumble blitz milestones, goody gun drops, and 2 alliance milestones. Making progress in these 9 events will earn points towards Rolling Rebel, which will be your shot to recruit the X-Men's mutant light show, Dazzler. Right, Diggs, do you want to hit this event schedule?
Sure thing. So here's a rundown of Rolling Rebel's events during June. Expect to see more information closer to the release dates of the event, so check back here each week for all the details. And dates listed below are PDT, Pacific Daylight Time. So the main milestone events are Victory Blueprint, and that's June 1st, June 8th. Pride Inferno, June 8th to June 15th, and then Ace of Reigns. Oh, that's a great name.
That is great.
June 29th. Love a pun.
R.I.P. Lemmy.
Yeah.
All right, so Quick Rumble Blitz milestones. To earn points faster in each Quick Rumble by using the listed traits in each Blitz. So Guardians Groove, Brotherhood Boogie, Power Armor Strut, and Supernatural Hustle. That's great. I like that.
And then Coordinated Alliance Assault milestone. This is June 4th to June 11th and June 18th to June 25th.
All right, so earning points. So Boogie Down by collecting disco balls to earn points and three limited time milestone items that will greatly boost your progress. Glamour Skates, Gemstone Earrings, and Glimmer Bracelets. Disco balls will be included in one Power Core offers throughout the month, so be sure to keep checking the offer store.
And then rewards earning 29,500 points to will reward enough character shards to unlock a 3-star Dazzler. If you really want to boogie by completing all of the Rolling Rebel milestones, you'll earn enough shards to earn a 4-star Dazzler and fully crafted Gear 16 pieces. Commanders can participate in most of the events, but will need to be level 55 plus to take on all the challenges. Speaking of these month-long events, sorry, just before we blitz over that massive table that's coming up, have you finished A Force of Nature yet?
No.
Because I can't see anywhere in my milestones how to get the last... I need 400 points, 474 points to get the last A Force milestone. Sorry, go on.
No, go on.
I was saying, I'm assuming the only way that we can get that now is to spend money.
I believe that's correct, buddy.
Unless they're going to dump a one core offer in the next few days.
Yeah, that's the only way I can see. I mean, I've done everything I think you can get. I think I've hit every core milestone. I think I've done everything possible, and I'm on 49,704, which is a random number.
Yeah, I'm on 49,526, and I think I missed one of the A Force emblems towards the end of one of the earlier events.
Okay. Yeah, so I imagine it is probably just an offer, you know what I mean, at the end of the milestone. So, yeah. Okay. That's right. It. Yeah, very. Let's peruse this table quickly.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, we'll blitz over it, but it's basically the same as the. One that's going at the moment, the Air Force Nature one, and it's all very similar. It's very similar amounts. You can unlock characters at the same level, and I don't think this is a bad way to roll out characters. I don't hate it.
No, me either, mate. Me either.
It's giving us more stuff for playing the game.
Yeah, dude, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. All right, so this leaderboard. So Rolling Rebel also includes a leaderboard with groovy rank rewards based on milestone points. You'll need to earn a minimum of 20,000 points to enter the leaderboard. Till raid all fragments and gold promotion credits are up for grabs for the top 50 competitors on the leaderboard. For the rest of your roller skating enthusiasts, you'll snag orange raid orbs and premium promotion credits. Now, I'm pretty sure the same thing is happening with the A Force of Nature milestones, isn't there? I think there's going to be a like rank. Yeah. There's a rank rewards thing at the end of that as well.
Yeah.
It's good. We like that.
Yeah, we take that all day again. I don't need 3,000 orange gear raid fragments and 5 silver promotion credits that you get for being in the bottom 25%. But even so, I suppose something's better than nothing. I hope that's not where I end up. I'll be surprised if it is.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed. We place a little bit higher than that, mate.
Yeah, I would like to imagine I'll be in the 3 to 10.
Yeah,
and I imagine you'll probably be a bit higher than that, 1 to 2, maybe you're in the top 50.
Who knows, mate. Okay, Victory Blueprint, mate. Do you want to hit this?
Sure thing. So this Can't Miss ISO 8 event is back again on June 1st with new T2 level 4 ions in addition to Rolling Rebel Progress and points towards the 7-day milestone by spending campaign energy, excluding ISO 8 energy campaign, earning war credits, and by spending war energy refills.
So the rewards. Milestone rewards include groovy disco balls, Rolling Rebel Progress, T2 level 4 irons, T1 irons, gold, and fragments for legacy 3, 2, and 1 orbs. Feel free to slow roll, as even moderate engagement with Victory Blueprint will earn 90% of the T2 level 4 irons needed to take one character to class level 4, or join the Speed Skaters, as highly engaged players can earn up to 120% of the T2 level 4 irons needed to take one character to class 4. Some of the rewards have been updated with fewer T4 level 4 irons and no Cosmic Crucible events. Sorry, no, and no Cosmic Crucible credits, as now you're earning them in the in-game mode. But there's been a significant boost to the amount of gold you can earn, up to 4.5 mil. Nice.
Like that.
Yeah, that'll do. I love these events, mate, giving us these T2 level 4 irons. I'm all about that.
Yeah, I love that as well. And this one I thought was a good one. The guys at work would play this after the first war, I think it was, when they just started their second one. And they were like, oh, this event's stupid. It's impossible to get the amount of points you need, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's nice. It's easy. Just refill your, do your four energy refills every war. You get loads of points. You get like 30,000, 40,000 points just for filling your energy. And they were like,
Humming.
Yeah, spend more energy. They were like, oh, do you just buy it? Like, they were like, oh, yeah, but we don't attack enough to lose our energy. I was like, you don't need to. Go into war, click the plus next to your energy, and just buy the refills. They were like, oh my God, I don't believe it. So, if anyone hadn't noticed that, that's all you need to do. Go into war when there's a war on, go to your energy, press the plus, and refill as much as you can.
Done. That's it. Yeah, and make sure you're listening to the MSF pod every week for more handy tips and hints like this. Don't forget to like and subscribe and give us a 5-star review and go to youtube.com/4playuk.
All the things, all the podcasts I listen to say and always forget to say.
That's it, yeah. Right, okay. So Unstoppable Force milestones. So do you want to hit this bit?
Sure thing. So this will be running alongside the Victory Blueprint. Participate in arena and raids or win a blitz to earn gear, legacy orbs, catalysts, and gold.
So this is on the website. So when you go to MarvelStrikeForce.com and you've got your linked account, you go into milestones and it'll be there. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm terrible for this. Like I forget. So what I've started doing now is when I collect my rewards, you know, like in the bottom right, when you collect your dailies, at the end of that, once I've collected all of those, I then always, once I've collected the last one, I go and get them. I go to the MarvelStrikeForce.com from there.
Yeah. The thing that always messes me up on this is I can't log in on my phone. Like, you know, when it showed you the code.
Yeah.
The game, I got the code, logged in on my iPad. And then when I went to get the code to log in on my phone last week, I can't. The button to do show code isn't there anymore.
Okay.
So I can't log in on my phone.
I can resolve that. So on your phone, connect via Facebook, because it's been deleted from iOS. There's been like a falling out or something. Because ever since the milestone, like, you know, you can purchase on MarvelStrikeForce.com, there's been like a fallout or something with iTunes and Scopely over that, I think. Behind closed doors. So if you log in with your Facebook account, you'll then be able to go in. It might knock you out of your iPad, but then all you have to do again is log in on Facebook on your iPad and it should be okay.
Cool.
So yeah, give that a go. That's the resolution for it, basically. Because a load of people that don't have Facebook are like, because eventually your cookie will disappear from your iOS device, won't it? So Facebook is the safer option. A lot of people are upset because they don't use Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that's the resolution for it, mate.
Listen to these tips.
I know, mate. I know. What can I say? Don't forget to 5-star review, guys. 5-star review. Right, okay. Guardian's Groove, mate. Do you want to hit this?
Yes. So the first, I'm loving these disco puns. They're great.
That's great. Isn't it?
The first quick rumble blitz of Rolling Rebels comes in for landing on June 2nd, and the featured trait this time around is those dangerously plucky guardians. On top of quick rumble rewards, the Guardians Groovy milestones will reward disco balls, purple gear credits, orange and teal gear orb fragments, and armory 15 and 16 orb fragments. And then it's the usual blitz sim, winner blitz sim, and then more points for using 5-star and 7-star guardians. And this is actually a good one for me because my whole guardians team are all 7-star.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, that's perfect.
Give me those points so I don't have to blitz.
Yeah, 7 stars is 3,000 points. I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's 15,000 points of blitz. I'll take that all day.
Yeah. Use those 100 refreshes every day. Beautiful. Okay, and we've got a Pride calendar. Excellent. In celebration of Pride Month, June will feature a 14-day calendar with some powerful rewards. Don't miss a day and rack up gold, augmented and superior basic catalyst parts, war credits and character shards for some of Strike's LGBTQIA plus characters. And there's the list, which is awesome. Excellent that it's Pride Month, not whatever nonsense they used last year. Well done. I'm happy to see that. Okay, store updates, mate. Do you want to hit this?
Yeah, so summon red stars and character shards for two powerful heroes in the upcoming updates to the supply store. On May 29th, the magic words are Elite Store, because that's where you can purchase Agatha Harkness direct red star promotions using silver and gold promotion credits. And then on June 1st, magic is enchanting hero 6-9 with her presence and replacing Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers will have a new home in the Blitz Store for 500 Blitz credits, so don't miss out on powering up your A-Force team. Nice. That's good for newer players.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, yeah, I'm really excited about that. One, because it's a new heroes farm that I can do, and Magic's a really good character. Like, you know, I mean that X-Men team of Magic is fire.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I've not got around to it yet, but the plan has always been in the back of my mind: level up Magic, stick her in my X-Men team, then I can take Wolverine out and stick him in the Weapon X team when I unlock Omega.
Yeah. All right, so inbox message expiration time. So starting May 31st, most new inbox messages will have a uniform expiration time of 7 days. That includes inboxes with rewards. So this is stopping people from hoarding those the milestone events you get from everyday login, which is dirty. Do you want to go on to Doom animation fix, mate?
Sure. So although Dr. Doom would prefer to not show weakness in the heat of battle, our team thought it would benefit Strike Commanders to have a prominent visual cue of when the Destroyer of Worlds is hit with stun. In the upcoming version 6.2 release, Dr. Doom will have an animation while the stun debuff is applied to him. Dr. Doom can't be stunned.
Yeah, I know. I'm really hoping that's him just like with his like hands on his hips just laughing at it or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can't be stunned, so what are they on about?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that's something really fun. Maybe he like pulls a book out and like reads a book or something, or like a spell. I don't know. All right, okay, let's bang out these weekly events, mate, and get out of here. So on the 29th, we've got the Ace Pilot Blitz. So Captain Marvel character shards.
Just in time for Top Gun. And then again on May 29th, we've got the Alpha Rays. Yes, they're one of these stupid gamma rays. Alpha Rays is back, and that's City Controllers and City Support characters.
Love that. And then the Infinity Watch Mystic Legendary event. So Adam Warlock is coming back. And don't forget, we've got a video on how to unlock Adam Warlock on our channel, youtube.com/4playUK.
And then June 2nd, like we say, we've got the Guardian Quick Rumble Blitz.
That's it. And then we've got the Nowhere Heist coming back. So required characters. I might do a video on this, you know. Required characters are Kitty Pryde, Rocket Raccoon, Dr. Octopus, Invisible Woman, and Star-Lord. And your rewards are Dark Primary credits, Elite 7 credits, and gold.
Lovely. And then we've got the Relic Hunt Flash event on June 6th, which rewards Catalyst parts, and you need the hand. Get in the sea. Don't bother.
Yeah, just like, I mean, if you're a new player and you're listening to that, just don't rush. Just don't rush. You're leveling your hand up. It's a waste of time, even though they have had a little bit of a cheeky stat upgrade. But yeah. And remember, guys... Yeah, so yeah, please note the information. This blog is subject to change before going live in the game. Fantastic. So yeah, man. So obviously Dazza's coming up. You excited about unlocking her?
Yes, mate, yeah. Yeah, I am. Like I say, I am a huge proponent of that new X-Men team. I'm adamant they're gonna be quality. I don't care that Rogues had what people are considering a debuff. I was convinced that when we talked about that being a 2-2, that wasn't right. That was ridiculously overpowered. Whether that's deliberate or they've listened to people online going that powers or a mic take, sorry, and then gone, okay, we'll change that back. I still think they're going to be quality. I'm still going to go hard on them. So yes, I'm excited.
I absolutely agree with you, mate. I'm excited for that. I think I'm going to hold my powder on building them for now, just because I'm trying to build two other teams, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to get my Young Avengers and my A-Force up, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sensible because I'm not rushing building Phantom X and soon Dazzler just yet, because we still don't know when the Rogue event's happening. And obviously Rogue and Gambit are going to be the two best characters in that team, and they haven't told us who the fifth one is, so No Russian building them. Carry on leveling up the parts you need to get Rogue at a high level.
That's it. Keep calm and carry on, mate.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that is pretty much it, guys. So please remember to rate and review this podcast however you consume it. And do not forget to follow or subscribe. And remember, all roads lead to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/4playuk. I'm going to make a bit more of an effort to read out any reviews that people do put out on on the iTunes store and stuff like that. So if you do leave us a review, I think I found some content that can read all of the reviews, because at the moment we can only read ones from the UK for whatever reason, which is weird. But yeah, I think I found a site that can track other stuff as well. So yeah, leave us a message, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us go up in the numbers and all that good stuff.
Helps with the algorithm, isn't it?
The algorithm, that's the word I was looking for, mate. Thank you very much. That's why you're the brains of this operation. All right, okay. Well, thank you very much for checking us out, and we will catch you all next week. Diggs, you got anything else you want to say?
No, mate. See you next week.
Nice one. Thanks a lot, and good luck, Commanders. Boom.